That's Bono and The Edge from U2 performing Sunday in Kyiv. The Irish musicians played in support of Ukraine on an invitation from President Volodymyr Zelensky. Here's Bono speaking through an interpreter.
We were not expecting this invitation from President Zelensky to come to this extraordinary place, but we are here to serve, and he calls, we come.
U2 played an acoustic set to a small crowd gathered in a metro station, one of the safer places in the capital.
The people of Ukraine are not just fighting for your own freedom. You are fighting for all of us who love freedom.
And they invited a Ukrainian musician on stage with them. Here's Taras Topolia, lead singer of the rock band Antetila.
Of course, it's a huge opportunity for us to sing with the legends. And of course, it's a huge opportunity for us to tell the world the truth about our world.
Topolia is one of many Ukrainian civilians, including artists, who have picked up arms to defend their country. Back in March, he told Al Jazeera why.
Months ago, I just want to play the music to make people happy and to give the light, you know, from light from the heart. Now I need to defend all of my friends, all of my colleagues.
Now at the concert, he noted that their subway station had served as a shelter from Russian attacks. And then in that station, he joined the members of U2 for a rendition of Stand By Me.
The station covered a lot of people from the bombs. And now, in this station, U2 covering all of the world with their love.